A new study from the University of Utah suggests yet another link between pollution and health hazards. But the correlations between pollution and suicide are spurring even more questions. Amanda Bakian is an assistant professor of psychiatry. She says preliminary findings show more people commit suicide when nitrogen dioxide is elevated and when fine particle pollution is elevated too. But Bakian says the correlation is puzzling because the suicide pollution link is strongest in the seasons when Utah's pollution is generally not that high, in the spring and in the fall.
We believe that air pollution may be interacting with some of these other risk factors for suicide to increase one's susceptibility to the effects of air pollution.
Bakian says the study is not yet peer-reviewed, and it does not prove that pollution causes people to take their own lives. She used data from the State Medical Examiner's Office and the Environmental Protection Agency. Bakian says her study's findings echo Asian research.
And we find this to be very interesting because this means this relationship extends beyond differences in meteorological variables, geographical variables, and cultural factors which influence suicide.
Bakian plans more research on links between air pollution and other risk factors that might be in play, like socioeconomic status, genetics, physical conditions, and psychiatric problems. The EPA does regulate nitrogen oxides, but an agency webpage says there is not one area of the country that is in violation of that national standard. Beau Call, who oversees pollution monitoring at the Division of Air Quality, says Utah has never violated the nitrogen oxide standard since records started being kept in the mid-1970s.